anywhere.
He didn't fall backwards, he fell.
Forward.
Okay. I guess maybe it's time for us to knock off the line.
All right. I'm sorry we can't have.
I don't think it makes any difference.
Yeah.
You know, some people say one, some people say another.
Yeah, I don't mean.
Were you able to find any of those? No, I couldn't find
them.
Okay. Would you ever say narrow one? A single one? I couldn't find a single
one. Saying, well, I would, yes. Sometimes it's hard. That'd be unusual, I guess.
All right.
I wouldn't say nary one, though sometimes I have said that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you done anything wrong? No, I.
I'd be lying.
Well, as you just finished telling me, it's, you know, it's anything to make a good story, you know.
Yeah.
So, have you done anything wrong? No, I.
Haven't.
Okay. Someone breaks something of yours and apologizes, and you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Did he give you some of that? No, he didn't give me.
Any.
He'll probably do it. He'll do it.
Later, I would.
Would you ever say like as not or apt as not? He'll do it like
no,
as not?
No, I wouldn't. I use that expression. Sometimes in that case, I wouldn't, so I don't think.
Well, when would you use it?
What?
Like as not.
Well, not very often. I just, I might come here and he's apt to do it later.
Mm-hmm. What's a word for trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
When we removed the shrubs, trees, and briars from the land, we what the land?
Clear it.
Last year they raised a big what of wheat?
Crop.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover after it's been cut and grows back?
I call it second growth. I don't need anything out of that corn.
All right. What do you call some wheat that's been tied up together?
Bundles and then sheaves. It's bundles are put into sheaves.
Okay, so the sheaves, a sheaf is a group
of bundles? I guess that's shocks, rather. I guess you get the sheaves are tied into shocks. That's
okay, well then where do the bundles come in?
The bundles, I guess a sheaf, let's see. You call them hands. That's when you used to cut them with cradles.
Mm-hmm.
And the man would get a hand, well, that's about what he could pick up with one after he'd made one swing with his cradle.
Mm-hmm.
They'd tie those hands into bundles. Now, just what the sheaves are, bringing in the sheaves, I wouldn't know.
Well, then would the bundles be tied into a shock?
Yeah, and stacked in a shock, so it's protected like,
like
a small haystack.
If you had 39 bushels of something and added one more, you'd have?
40.
40 what?
40 bundles.
Okay. If this was a bushel, though, and you had 30 bushels, and you added one more, you'd have 40?
Bushels.
Okay. When oats are harvested, they're beaten. What do you call that?
Well, you're talking about threshing?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And would you say the oats is threshed, or the oats are threshed?
Well, I'd say all.
Okay. Suppose there are four of us working together, and a certain job has to be done. If he and she won't do it, then?
You and I.
Okay. And if, let's see, if you and I have to do it, then you would say, what, two of us? Or would you say the both of us all?
I'll just say, well, I'll say we will.
Okay. If you're talking about yourself and me, you'd say, you and I did the job.
Yes.
If you're talking about yourself and a third party, you'd say?
I'd say the three of us.
Okay, but if there were just you and this other person, would you say him and me, or he and I, or?
He and I wouldn't.
Okay. Is that you? Yes, it's?
I.
Okay. Now, would you normally say that?
Well, if I'm watching my step, I'd come here and say it.
Otherwise, you say it.